Sometimes we forget that Judas healed the sick. Judas casted out demons. Judas prophesied, but he was disconnected from the heart of Jesus.
Learn how to live every season of your life to the fullest before you change. Be done being single before you get married.
To introduce our children to Jesus first, rather than just get them integrated into the church.
It honestly hit me so hard. I had to hold on to myself to keep me from falling apart.
If God could do a miracle in your life, what would it be?
Hello and welcome to Victory Podcast. This is a special end of the year episode.
So special. Yeah. It's Christmas.
It's Christmas season.
Christmas season is here.
One of my favorite seasons.
One of my favorite seasons.
Today, we're going to take a look back at Victory Podcast.
Yes.
We're going to look at what has happened through this year.
The guests we've had.
Our favorite moments from the podcast.
There's a lot of those.
Oh, yeah. We asked you guys some questions on social media, so we're going to shout you out later on the episode as well. And it has been a great year.
It has been a really good year. I have felt so honored and so privileged to sit down with the guests that we've had on Victory Podcast, with some generals of the faith, some revivalists, some world changers, definitely so honored to have sat down with each one and learned so much, and just taking it all in. It's been amazing.
Yeah, I love this format of a podcast
where
you hear from them things that you don't usually on a pulpit.
That's right.
I feel like I've heard stories.
It's like
from,
behind the scenes almost.
Of their life.
Yes.
And it's like they've learned things in like, you know, through ministry and the word, and they'll preach it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you hear how it's transformed their own lives, like I don't know, it feels so personal and like I can take it and apply it to our lives.
Yes.
And I hope that that's been the case for you guys watching too, because that's honestly why we wanted to start this podcast.
Yeah.
So can you tell us, I feel like I'm interviewing you now for the podcast. Can you tell
us? I'm not the guest.
What's the heart of the podcast? Do you remember when we made it? Like, what was the heart?
Yeah. So when we first started this podcast, the heart behind it was to talk about everyday things, practical things, faith things, your journey, your personal stories, your testimonies, and to celebrate them and to have listeners come and be encouraged and uplifted through everything that's being shared on this podcast, everyday things that maybe normally wouldn't be shared on a pulpit.
That's right.
And we wanted to reach we did want to reach the younger generation through this platform, as we know it's pretty huge right now, podcasts. I'm sure all of you out there listening right now do listen to one or more podcasts.
Yeah, I did too.
But the heart is really just to have a conversation as if we're sitting at a kitchen table and you're sitting right across me and we're connecting heart to heart.
Yeah.
And I think that's really what the vision of this podcast has been.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. We have so many listeners that tune into the podcast, and I've loved hearing the comments and how people have received from it so much and feel inspired, full of hope, and have learned practical things that they can actually take in their daily walk and apply it.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's made life simple. It's made ministry simple, and things that might have felt big or anything like that. I feel like the generals that we've been able to have have just spoken so generously about like how to overcome things like that was the whole point. And
well, how to walk in victory every single day.
That's right. And living everyday life through a faith lens. That's right. And so we've had people listening. We submitted a question on our social media and wanted to see where people were listening from, and someone said they were listening from Ottawa.
Shout out to Ottawa.
Someone said they were listening from Langley, BC.
All right, Langley,
which is our city where we're at. And also we have unique listeners too from Spain and the Philippines, and Ghana, and Zambia.
We've gone international.
Gone international. Some fun stats. I find them fun. I know you probably don't find stats fun. as you mentioned before, I find stats really, really fun.
So this is for those of you that find stats fun.
Yeah. So for Victory Podcast, we started it in April. Mm-hmm. So yeah. It's been 6 months, 7 months?
Seven months. Yes.
We've had 17 episodes of the podcast throughout, post them on a biweekly basis. So we've spoken to 17 different, you know, either guests, but also groups of people. It's been great.
Yeah.
Out of those, there were 14 hours of conversation.
Wow.
We've sat here and talked for 14 hours with people and throughout all of the platforms about, yeah. There has been about 170,000 listens.
Wow.
Or watch.
Wow, wow.
Time. Yeah. So that is just amazing to know that people are receiving and watching and enjoying and being filled with faith.
Mm-hmm.
That fills mm-hmm. my spirit. Mm-hmm. And I know the Lord is mm-hmm. happy with people just receiving hope.
Yes.
Yeah, and his word.
Yeah. Yeah.
So good. Another question that we asked everyone out there was, what was their favorite moment?
Oh, man, that's a hard one.
Yeah.
I'm curious to know what people said.
Right. So yeah. We sat down, we talked about our top five moments
that's
together.
Right. Yes.
And
which we will be sharing in a bit.
We'll be sharing in a bit. But yeah. What you guys mentioned was Robert Slayerden mm-hmm, was a mm-hmm. favorite.
Yes.
Bill Prankert's episode, they even mentioned Bill Prankert's episode was so encouraging.
It really was. Yeah.
And Luke.
Yes.
Dr. Luke. Yes. Niebuhrkel.
Shout out to Luke.
Shout out Luke.
Yeah.
So yeah, we have our own list mm-hmm. of top five moments.
We really do.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. We sat down and we were like, there's been such
there's good, so many. Yeah, it was so hard to choose.
It really was. Yeah. And to nail them down to five.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there was.
We've had 17 guests. Yeah. 17. I think I have a top 17.
Top 17.
Yeah.
So here is number one. Mm-hmm. It has, and they're not in any order.
Yeah.
But the first one is from Dr. Luke Niebuhrkel.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
He was talking about how Judas was a disciple, but. Yeah. Even though he betrayed Jesus, like he did miracles and all that stuff, mm-hmm. but yet
he wasn't connected to the heart of God.
He wasn't connected to the heart mm-hmm. of Jesus.
Yeah.
And that we just need to connect to his heart. Mm-hmm. So here's the clip.
Sometimes we forget that Judas healed the sick.
Yes. Yeah.
Judas casted out demons. Mm-hmm. Judas prophesied, mm-hmm. but he was disconnected from the heart of Jesus.
Wow.
And it's like, man, if we can just keep the main thing and get lost in that place. Yeah. Then we're not these broken people going out trying to bring healing to a broken world, meanwhile trying to find our identity in a platform.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're sons and daughters who have become whole. Why? Because we've spent time with the mm-hmm. Father, and then we have something to actually offer.
Yeah.
Jeremiah chapter 9 verses 23 and 24, it says, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, let not the mighty man glory in his might, let not the rich man glory in his riches, but to he who glories, let him glory in this, that he understands and knows me.
Oh,
and I like, in those 4 years, you guys, I just fell into this verse.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I just like,
wow.
For over 20 years now, yep. I've just been lost in
yep.
it.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, that's all that it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, can I know him deeply? And can I just get lost in him over and over and over and over and over again? And even in moments like this, we're doing this podcast, but it's an encounter with Jesus and friendship. And it's mm-hmm. like, can we keep that the main thing?
That's right.
Because yeah. if we can keep that the main thing, mm-hmm. everything just, it stays in alignment.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ministry can't become an idol.
That's right.
Because mm-hmm. I'm so close to his heart.
That's right.
I can't try mm-hmm. to find my ministry in a platform because you guys know this. Like, there's no platform that's big enough. There's no microphone that's loud enough that can heal your heart. There's not.
What I really love about what Luke said in this mm-hmm. in this podcast was to keep the main thing the main thing.
Yeah.
And that our relationship with the Father is the priority. Mm-hmm. Our intimacy with him, our mm-hmm. connection with him. And then from this place is where ministry overflows mm-hmm. from.
Yeah.
You know, it's not the other way around where we do, you know, ministry comes first and we're disconnected to the heart of the Father mm-hmm. like Judas was. Mm-hmm. 'Cause he, like Luke said, he preached the gospel.
Yeah.
He did the miracles. Yeah. He did all the things.
All
but yet he was disconnected from the heart of the Father.
Enough to betray Jesus. Like, how does that even happen?
Mm-hmm.
Like, being so disconnected to his heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I think One thing I remember from being there, because we traveled to Edmonton.
We did. We did that podcast right in Edmonton.
Yep.
During the Timothy conference this year.
That's right. Yeah. And so we were able to visit his house. And so that's his studio right mm-hmm. there. And his library, I guess, personal library.
Mm-hmm.
And so one thing I remember was the anointing that was in that room and space. I don't think I cried in any other podcast but that one. I was legitimately like crying mm-hmm. as he was sharing a story about a woman being healed. And I know storytelling. I'm a videographer. I tell stories through video, and I know how to tell a good story, but it wasn't the way he told the story. There wasn't any fancy words. The anointing was on him. And as he was sharing it, like it was just, it came straight out of the Father's heart. And you can feel that. Mm-hmm. And he really walked in that, and it really shaped me. And I feel like it's helped shape like my perspective on relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why this clip made a top five moment.
Yes, it was very impactful yeah. and very memorable.
Yeah.
So Luke, if you're listening, we'd love to have you again.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So another moment that we had was mm-hmm. from Roberts Laird.
Ah, yes.
Another Dr. Yeah. Roberts Laird. And the moment that stood out instantly, I think this was the first one I just blurted out mm-hmm. when we were like, what's a top five? And I said, Roberts Laird and his relationship advice.
That's right.
Yeah. He talks about revivals mm-hmm. and huge revivals and the difference between revival and reformation and how we think revival is the biggest thing, but actually reformation is.
Yeah.
And so that's a really good podcast. Please go listen to it. It's amazing. But this, he talks about relationships.
And he did. Well, we asked him.
Yep. Yeah. So we asked him for advice at the end.
Yeah.
And what he said was this.
Learn how to live every season of your life to the fullest before you change. Mm-hmm. Be done being single before you get married. Mm-hmm. Being happily married before you have babies.
That's good advice.
Because yeah. we rush things so fast and that we yeah. don't feel fulfilled.
Right.
I've lived my life, and I would encourage people. It still sounds really theological, but it's practical.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is don't get married until you're done being single. Like what you can do as a single man or woman,
yeah.
you cannot do when you're married.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And there's things you can do as a couple you can't do when you have children.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure that all those seasons are complete. So you don't have this thing, I wish I would have done. And go ahead and do this
mm-hmm.
and live out those seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to marriage, be just a little slow to make sure. Because one of the great problems in ministers' lives is they have married the wrong person for where they end up being called to.
Right.
Wow.
And so I always say, yeah. don't kiss too yeah. much until you know, because your third kissing session, you can't hear Jesus, you can't hear mom, you can't hear pastor, because you're already
yeah.
in there.
That's yeah.
And then you yeah. wake up, and if you have to, if it doesn't, not the right, well, you got all that drama. So slow down just a little bit,
right.
make sure. And then when, once you know, don't stop kissing. Stay kissing for the rest of your life, everybody. And so that would be advice. There.
The main thing I love about this clip mm-hmm. in particular is the seasons.
Mm-hmm.
He talks about like be done being single till you decide to get in a relationship, and even be done, not be done, but be content in the relationship you have and in marriage before you have children.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're pregnant and we're expecting. And also we're married for those who don't know. But
fun fact,
our life is about to change now mm-hmm. that we're going to have mm-hmm. a newborn
mm-hmm.
and the way that we do ministry is going to change and all of that. And so like the way that he put it, especially for single people. And I know that when I was single, I remember dreaming like, oh, I can't wait to be married.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait to I've seen people just like, desperate to be in a relationship because it's like they, you know, you see everyone in relationship where I would see people that were married and I'd be like, I want to be married like right now, like right now. And the way that he put it, it's like, just enjoy your season, enjoy where you're at,
mm-hmm.
the things that you can do And I wish I would have known this. The things that you can do while being single mm-hmm. are different than the things that you're going to be able to do. Like some things you're not going to be able to. Like the amount of drive that I had when I was single and things I could do in a 24-hour day are so much more different now than being a family man. and so it's all different.
It is, yeah. And different seasons.
Different seasons.
It's very wise, very practical advice that he gave us. And I think everyone should hear it.
Yeah.
Everyone should, definitely take his advice. So what I loved about what Robert said in this mm-hmm. was that he himself, being a general in the faith, has studied all of these generals and saw and learned how, you know, some of their relationships may have not worked out. Yep. And just learning from their mistakes mm-hmm. and learning maybe what not to do. And mm-hmm. and we can take that now and, you know, mm-hmm. learn from it. And mm-hmm. so I really loved what he had to say. And mm-hmm. there was so much wisdom in it. And so he said, keep kissing if you're married.
Keep kissing if you're married and don't start kissing too soon.
Until you know,
until you're ready.
It's good advice.
Such good advice.
Yeah.
Another really good moment is Pastor Terry.
Oh, yes.
Pastor George and Terry were here.
Yeah, it was so amazing to be able to sit down with both of them at the same time.
Yeah.
Hear what they had to say, what was on their hearts, and everything mm-hmm. that we asked them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so this moment really spoke to us. One, we didn't know we were going to get this deep into a conversation, right? It was like wow, like we're hearing these stories that never heard ever before. Yeah. And
or that you may not hear behind a pulpit,
that's
right?
That's right.
Yeah.
And it was a story about how at one point she said she struggled with something, an attack that came from people.
I think we had asked her, you know, like, how do you deal with hardships mm-hmm. or how do you deal with disappointments mm-hmm. when they come, especially when you're in ministry? Mm-hmm. What does that look like, you know, behind the scenes? Yeah. How do you deal with that? Mm-hmm. And she went into a personal story of how she was dealing when something really hard came and it hit her hard and what it did to her mm-hmm. and what she learned through it. And the line that she said that stuck with me the most is she said, fall back on your training. Mm-hmm. And that is huge.
Come on.
That is huge.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's listen to it.
All right.
Some years ago, we had some things happen. As Brother Hagin, he put it this way. He said, all of us face the crises of life. Mm-hmm. And none of us will escape encountering situations that will knock your head where your feet were just moments before.
Right. Yeah.
And it's the truth. We've been sucker punched by situations and people. We've had some things, and some years ago we had some things happen that honestly hit me so hard I had to hold on to myself to keep me from falling apart. I'm a pretty strong fiber. I'm pretty strong. I was raised to be that way, so pretty strong makeup that way. But this was the hardest blow I'd ever faced in my life.
Wow.
And, but here's the thing, and this would be my word to attach to what Pastor George was saying, mm-hmm. is I fell back on my training.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So to fall back on your training, you've got to be trained.
Yeah.
And everything you do, everything in your training you fall back on and you use it, later becomes training for the next trial.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, for example, in this situation that was so hard, I could barely breathe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even have words to describe what that did to me.
Yeah.
Could have easily given in to depths of depression, but I knew I had to fight it. I can't afford that.
Yeah.
So I spent an enormous amount of time. I stopped everything and spent an enormous amount of time praying in tongues.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord's help, looking to the Lord, really crying out to the Lord, you've got to help me. But he helped me when I was doing what I knew to do, not what I felt like doing, not what it seemed like helped. Mm-hmm. Not what I enjoyed doing. There wasn't anything about it, not one thing about it that was easy or even felt like it was going to make a difference. Right. But walking the floor, praying in tongues, making myself pray in tongues. Yeah. And after just making that move, well, then the Lord, then I could, he was helping me all the time.
Yeah.
But I could tell he was helping me
at
some point in there. And through all that, he spoke to me and he began to correct me.
Yeah.
And it's amazing what how other people's mistakes, then the Lord wants to talk to you about you. Okay, it's like, thanks a lot, Jesus. Jesus. But he talked to me and he told me I had misplaced my identity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he told me some things I needed to correct.
Mm. Yeah.
And he said, you've got to redefine your identity in me.
Mm.
And I didn't realize I had done that, wow. but I had. I had.
Yeah.
So with that, I knew I need to hear about who I am in Christ. Mm. So for me, I went to Mark Hankins. Mm-hmm. I don't know anybody that teaches on it as much, as broadly, as strongly, as thoroughly as Mark Hankins. Mm-hmm. So I shut down everything else.
Yeah.
And I had Mark Hankins telling me who I am in Christ day in and day out. Wow. Not for a day or two, but for weeks. Pulled me out of the pit that I was, the devil was trying to put me in, keep me in. I was could feel the dirt being thrown in over my head, but I'm coming out of this. And just listening to that, confessing who I am, praying in tongues, praying in tongues, praying in tongues, hours, telling you.
Wow.
But the Lord's grace helped me to do that. That's not the easiest thing to stay with, but I did. And then eventually, I knew Mark and Trina, but wouldn't say that it was super close, but enough that I could call them.
Yeah.
And I called them and I said, guys, I need you. And this affected a handful of us. It wasn't just me, but I would say it probably hit me more personally than anybody else. And I said, I'm in trouble here and I need you. And so he came and we got a big hotel room.
Yeah.
There were a dozen of us and I brought Mark and Trina in and it still makes me want to cry. And we did just like this. We sat in a chair and I sat right in front of them. I said, now tell me who I am. And so all day for 2 days, all day long, take a break for lunch, come back, tell me who I am. And so he and Trina sat in front of the 12 of us all day long. And then when we got up again the next day and did it again.
Yeah.
And did that. So falling back on my training,
Yeah.
So we just had to go back and rewatch this clip several times because it's so there's so much in there.
Mm-hmm.
The stories that she shared and the things that she would do in the midst of it.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, she said that the things that she was doing, like she was praying in tongues and doing all this and while being borderline depression and being having trouble breathing. And, you know, she said she could have let herself go there to these spaces, but that she would do all of this and pray and be spoken into. And at points, it felt like it was doing nothing. Like it was a process. Like it was a, she said it took weeks and a long time, the weeks of mentorship, but also just this process was long.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not something that, you know, it's easy to go through. And she talked about her journey.
Mm-hmm.
And that was when you hear a person that has grown up in like this realm of word of faith, you're like, oh yeah, they can pray it away in a second, or they can step into it in faith in a second. But to see that they're normal people that walk through things that we walk through and to have gone through that process, I don't know, it was really inspirational for me to see that and to see her come through the other side.
Well, she starts off, even as she begins this conversation, saying, you know, none of us are immune from the trials of this world. We all have hardships. We all walk through really hard things.
Mm-hmm.
And to see how somebody, you know, of such faith and of such leadership and how they walk through it and to hear the story behind it, it really is a...
Yeah.
It's so impactful for, you know, for us listening and for us learning and the wisdom that she gave in this, you know, to fall back on your training. And then the next time a trial comes, you know what to do and you know how to walk in victory, to start walking in victory the next time, because you've already walked through it, right? Mm-hmm. It's like you're prepared for the next time. And mm-hmm. I love another thing that she had said was, as she reached out to this couple mm-hmm. that she trusted and she knew could speak identity into her. She surrounded herself with people who could say, you know, you're a daughter. This is who you are. Mm-hmm. This is the truth. Mm-hmm. These are the lies. These are not true. Yeah. But to constantly surround yourself with people who will do that mm-hmm. for you.
Yeah.
And that would help so, so much.
That's right.
And it's so important when you're walking through hard things.
Mm-hmm. I think we were talking in the anxiety podcast, which is not a part of the top moments, but there were some really good moments in there.
There's a lot of gold in there.
Right. Yes. And one of them was seeking help.
Yes.
We were talking about how important that was mm-hmm. and, you know, letting people into that part where they can help you and come out of it. And even your parents, like that even is something that just, if you haven't watched it, go watch it. Anxiety podcast and how to live in peace. And so, it was such a good clip. And now for our next clip is Adam Shepsky.
Adam, shout out to Adam.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He was the second podcast.
He was our very second podcast that we filmed here. Yes.
And so he brought evangelism. Mm-hmm. Like he lives and breathes the gospel and spreading it.
So inspiring.
Everywhere.
So inspiring.
And he gave us some practical
Us some really practical things. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I think, you know, when you hear about evangelism, mm-hmm. a lot of people think that's not me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not extroverted enough. Or, you know, he mentioned one part that really stuck out was that, you know, like my city or these lies that we believe, like my city's too dark. Mm-hmm. I can't reach my city or there's too much darkness. Mm-hmm. I'm not extroverted enough. I'm not, you know, that's not my personality. Mm-hmm. That's not my calling. Mm-hmm. But that those are actually all lies.
That's right.
It's actually really simple. Yep. And he gave us some really practical wisdom mm-hmm. and it really stuck with me.
Yeah.
Just the way he broke it down and what he said and mm-hmm. let us listen to it.
Yeah. Let's hear from Adam himself.
Let's hear from Adam.
For anyone listening or watching, mm-hmm. anyone that hasn't been trained to reach the lost or to preach the gospel, mm-hmm. If you could give them a couple of tips on how to do that.
Yeah.
What tips would you give them? Just right here.
Any practical tips anything? Any wisdom?
Yeah. So first I would say is like, there's a lot of people who might think like Canada or wherever their city, their mm-hmm. community is too dark or it's mm-hmm. hard to share the gospel or it's spiritually whatever.
Yeah.
All of those thoughts are not true. Mm. So, because Jesus says the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few.
Right.
So, every time we've gone out, we've seen God move.
Yeah.
Right. So even this two nights ago, we sent a bunch of people in our city and we saw like this one incredible story where this girl shared the gospel, never heard it before, or shared it with someone who had never heard it before. Yeah. And she wanted Jesus immediately and then ended up giving their life to Jesus. So I think first, if, you know, as encouragement to anyone who's listening or mm-hmm. watching this, to understand that the people they see every day in the grocery store, their friends, their family, coworkers, are actually ripe.
Yeah.
Mm.
They're ready. Jesus has paid for their encounter.
Yep.
And so then to have the faith to go, oh, if I share, if I start to talk about Jesus, I'm partnering with Jesus himself, you know, like obedience to reach his harvest.
Yeah.
It's not our harvest, like it's already his.
Yeah.
So if we join him as a co-laborer, a worker, we're actually meeting him in the field he's already working in.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's like he,
good. That's so good.
So that, but then in addition to that kind of heart posturing, we always suggest like have a really simple question.
Yeah.
Like to say to someone, hey, if God could do a miracle in your life, what would it be?
Mm.
And then so
that's like, a great question.
That's a really good question. That's really
good. It's a good conversation starter, right? Yeah.
And some people are like, I want a Lamborghini. And then other people are like, oh, like I remember asking these two young women this one time and the one girl just opened up. Mm. She was just like, I struggle with bipolar.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, hey, I used to struggle with some like depression.
Yeah.
And then we teach a thing called like the 15-second testimony where you're just saying you can share a part of your life that God has transformed in a very brief way to then ask another question. So I just shared with her, I was like, hey, there was a time in my life where I actually struggled with depression and I heard what Jesus could do for me and he set me free. Could I pray for you to experience that? And she was like, I would love that. So I just said, can I put my hand on your shoulder and pray? And she allowed me. So I prayed for her and she experienced the peace of God come and touch her just on like our city streets. And so to have like a, you know, again, for a person listening or watching this, to have a very simple question and a tool, like the 15-second testimony, or I mentioned it before, the three circles, or just a way to share the gospel in a concise way that allows someone to go, oh, maybe I need to consider Jesus. And we've just in that, we've seen people who aren't an extrovert or who aren't communicating a lot like I do. Just be obedient. And as they are, God has moved through their obedience to touch someone else that I could never reach as a, you know, a missionary or if
that's
that makes
sense. Yes, that's so good. That's good. Because God honors our risk, right?
100%.
He honors our faith when we step out and he meets us there. That's amazing. I love that. That's so, so good.
So simple too.
It's so simple.
And that's the goal.
Thank you, Adam, for all of the practical tips and making it so easy and simple.
Very simple.
To evangelize.
To preach the gospel.
Yeah, to preach the gospel. As an introvert myself, I feel like it's sometimes hard to tell random strangers about Jesus.
Or you believe those lies where, you know, if you're introverted, it's not for you to do, right?
Yeah.
And that's a lie.
That's a lie.
It's, you know, telling people about Jesus, this man who saved us.
That's right. And so those practical tips and just even your 15-second, 30-second testimony, like those things that just help to both relate and also connect and just share about Jesus in that way. Like he made it so simple. So thank you so much, Adam, for that.
Yes.
And so lastly, we have Pastor Joel Housing.
That's right.
Yeah.
Who we also filmed in Edmonton.
That's right.
During the Timothy Conference.
That's right.
That's right.
He spoke about family and his ministry now, the church, was his dad's. So he was leading that. It was passed on to him and he was sharing about generations and about his kids. And we asked him about how he did ministry with his family.
With his family.
That's right. Yeah. And he shared this gold right here.
How did that, you growing up, how did that kind of translate into like with your kids today? Do they also serve alongside you guys
And you know, one of the things the Lord told us when we took over the church, something that my parents did really well and then the Lord helped us see it too, is to introduce our children to Jesus first.
That's good.
Rather than just get them integrated into the church, because the church is messy, right? There's people in it. There's stuff, there's things. There's no such thing as a perfect church, but there is a perfect Lord. And so introducing them to have their own relationship with the Lord and at the same time, they're hand in hand with us serving,
so
whether it's our oldest now is just getting his hands into the cameras and all that kind of stuff. So like he has such a desire for like, oh, microphone. What is it? So it's really neat. And our other boy, you know, singing and all things like that. So we're just stepping into that season now where they can get a little bit, do a little bit more in that.
I love that. So I love that you said introduce them to Jesus first.
Right.
Because I know personally, I was introduced to ministry first.
Right.
So I kind of did it backwards growing up. But having kids now, I'm like, okay, so introduce them to Jesus first.
Oh, yeah.
And then I love that.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah.
That's really important for parents today, especially if you've grown up in ministry and you have been introduced to ministry first. Because I had to, growing up in the ministry, I think at one point I had to, I hit as a teenager, even just saying, you know, like, who are you, Jesus? Like, I knew about Jesus in my head, but I didn't know him.
Yeah.
I didn't know him. I hadn't really experienced him to the fullest. So we make it a priority today to, with our kids, to, you know, introduce them to Jesus and to let him be known first.
I remember sitting there hearing to the story, and I remember how it just made so much sense. Like when I heard it, I was like, I don't think I've heard this principle or this, like, you know, so simple, like introduce your kids to Jesus first and having a relationship with Jesus and then ministry. Like, I never thought that that was a thing. And to hear it like this plainly, just, it's so good hearing revelation when people have walked through things like this and they just share it freely.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow, I think we can raise our family well.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. This is very good.
Yeah.
Good advice.
Yeah. So good. Thank you, Pastor Joel, for that. And thank you to all of our guests that we've had. Yep. It has been amazing to be able to chat, to be able to hear, be preached to, and also know in a deep and relational way. So thank you so much to all of our guests that have come onto the podcast. We threw a question on social media.
That's right, yep.
And we asked, who would you like to be on the podcast?
Oh, I'm so curious to hear.
Yeah, so someone mentioned Pastor Oscar Souza.
Ah, yes. And we had him on the podcast. So you can go back and watch his episode.
That's right. we also have someone mentioned Mark Hankins.
Mark Hankins.
That would be so good.
Amazing.
Jesse Duplantis.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yep.
Definitely, I can just imagine.
Definitely would love to sit down with Jesse.
So good. Joe Wise.
Mm. Oh, he's in the building.
He's in the building. And John Copeland.
John Copeland. Oh, yes. Yeah. Definitely on my next top five guests. Right? For sure.
there was also a question that we asked people, and we said, hey, if you have any questions that you would like the host to answer in this year-end wrap-up, what would you ask? And someone asked, what stretched your faith the most this year?
Wow, that is a great question.
Yeah. While you think about it, I'll go first.
Okay.
Regarding the finances episode with all the men, we did a man and a woman version for God is My Source book.
That's mini
book.
Yep.
And that one challenged my faith so much because I was able to hear from these other men, especially as a man, how finances and that kind of thing is mostly on a man to provide for a family.
Mm-hmm.
And hearing the stories of how they went through situations, how they saw breakthrough, what they did, I felt like my faith was challenged in that moment to believe God for what is already ours.
Right. What is our inheritance?
Yeah. 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 Mm-hmm. So that was one that challenged my faith a lot.
Wow.
This year.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. That's really good.
Yeah.
I think, you know, thinking back on this whole year and even with the guests that we've sat with and that we've learned from and we've heard all the wisdom, one thing that I feel like that has come to me that I can say that has really stretched my faith this year is dreaming with God.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, you know, sometimes our own minds and our circumstances kind of put us in a box that sometimes it feels like we're unable to see out of it. When the truth is that God is not in a box and he is a God of the impossible and he is a God that can do anything and there is nothing impossible for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that has been the biggest thing for me this year is to dream with him, to dream big things, and to trust him and to know that he is my source.
Mm-hmm.
He is my provider. Mm-hmm. He is my strength. Mm-hmm. He is my everything. Yeah. He is my well.
Mm-hmm.
And that is where I'm to draw from.
Mm-hmm.
And that is who I'm to partner with. And that is who I'm to walk with day in and day out.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you do, you can walk in victory every day of your life.
Yep.
You can have faith for any situation, any circumstance, no matter what you walk through. If he's right beside you, you can get through anything.
Come on,
and you can go go anywhere and you can evangelize.
That's right.
You can preach the gospel. You can have faith for those big things. It's like this amazing revelation of walking with God. Nothing is impossible for him.
Mm-hmm.
So that has been the biggest thing for me this year.
Yeah. And so you mentioned some things that might tie into this, but someone else asked a question. What seeds are sprouting today that you hope to see come to fruition in 2026?
Okay, I'll let you go first.
Well, mine's easy because it's a literal seed. And it's growing inside right now. And right. We're going to see her in February 2026.
That's right. We're having a little girl.
Yeah. So that's all I can think about right now, honestly.
Yeah. I agree. That has been for us a miracle in itself.
That's right.
But we definitely, you know, are now waiting a few more months for our baby girl to arrive. But that has definitely been the biggest miracle we've seen. Also this year.
After 3 years.
After 3 years.
That's right.
Of trying to have a baby, we got pregnant. Oh, and this is part of, you know, believing that the Lord, that there's nothing impossible with him. That,
that's right.
You know, if you're a woman or a family trying to get pregnant, that it is in his will for you to be a mother and to be a father. And that he has created your body for that purpose, was to is to bring forth life. So I agree with you. I'm on the same page.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, that's all for this episode, this year and podcast recap. It has been a pleasure.
It's been so amazing
being your host.
Yes.
And to be able to sit with these amazing, amazing people and discuss faith and life.
Yeah. It's my favorite.
Good. Yeah. Right. So good. Well, thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you so much for supporting the podcast. It has been awesome.
It's been amazing. Thank you so much, partners and friends. We pray that this Christmas season is filled with so much love, so much hope, so much peace as you spend time with your family and friends. We just pray in abundance over each one of you in Jesus' name. And be sure to check out our next episode.
Hi, this is Stacey from Vancouver, British Columbia. This podcast is made possible by partners like me. When you partner with KCM, you're helping send free resources like this podcast to people around the world. Find more faith-filled resources at KCM Canada.
Thank you for tuning in today. We pray that this episode has stirred and strengthened your faith. And if it has, don't forget to subscribe and share this podcast with someone who needs encouragement. We also have a free PDF resource available for this episode, complete with study notes and key takeaways to help you stay built up in faith throughout the week. This podcast was made free thanks to the amazing support of our partners. Visit the link in the description to find out more.